Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Rising Above Ministries podcast. I'm your host, Becky Davidson, and I'm so glad that you are joining us for this week's episode. Now, if you are a mom who has ever been to By the Brook, then you know our guest today already, Dawn Fry and Lori Chapman. You know, I have been blessed to be friends with Dawn and Lori for so many years. In fact, they've been part of the Rising Above family almost since the very beginning, and they've been part of the planning team for the By the Brook Retreat for Moms ever since we first started so many years ago. And part of what they do is they entertain the moms. And if you got to see, or if you were part of By the Brook 2020 this year, oh my goodness, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They were hilarious and just had, we had the best time watching them entertain us and laughing at some of the things that only other special needs parents are going to get and understand. And so I had the opportunity to sit down with them and just for us to share our hearts as special needs moms, some of the things that we deal with, some of the joys, some of the trials, and just had a great conversation. And I'm excited to let you know that they are going to be monthly guests on the podcast. Every month, they are going to be joining us for a podcast episode. And what we want is we want to know what you want us to talk about. If you were able to sit across the table from Dawn or Lori or myself, what would be some of the things you would want to talk about? And those are the things that we will talk about on the episodes each month when they are joining us. So we want to hear from you as to what are some of the topics you would like for us to share as we do the monthly podcast with Dawn and Lori. You're going to love hearing them. You're going to love their conversation. And if you missed out on seeing them live at By the Brook 2020 this past summer, then go to our website, risingaboveministries.org. Go to the Resilient Retreat Experience and download that retreat experience because you will get the full entertainment experience that they gave us. It was amazing. In fact, I have gone back many times since the retreat and watched it over and over again. Just sometimes when I'm struggling, having a hard day, I will go back and watch them entertain us, and it just brings a smile on my face each and every time. So if you missed that, trust me, it is worth going back and getting that retreat so you can see just see all the funny things that they came up for that event. So without further ado, here are my friends, Dawn and Lori, and I hope you enjoy this conversation that I had with two of my best friends, two of the people that I'm so grateful are part of my life. Hey, Dawn and Lori, they're already laughing here before we even get started. And so is that a good sign or a bad sign? That's what I want to know.
It's a good sign.
It's a good sign. Okay. I'm just making sure because, you know, I never know with you two the direction a conversation is going to go. I'm just saying.
With both of us or Dawn?
No, both of you. Okay. And especially when the two of you are together. That's the truth. So, but you know, I was thinking this morning, we have been friends for a long time. I mean, like, really. Yes, I am the older one of the group. Yes.
I was going to say, does this make us old if we've been friends for a long time?
Well, but see, if I'm the oldest, then it's not going to matter because I'm always going to be the oldest. So, but I think probably, Lori, I met you first before Dawn, and it was when you guys had just adopted Taylor.
Okay.
And you were coming to an event Rising Above was hosting. It was for siblings.
For siblings.
Yep. And so you all had Josie. Had just adopted Josie. You had a Josie.
Josie was 18 months old when we adopted Taylor.
And then you adopted Emily.
A few months after we adopted Taylor. Emily was 4 months old. And Taylor was 8 and a half. So she was a big sister immediately to two special needs babies.
Wow.
Yes.
So that's the first time I met you. Dawn, I remember, I think the first time I saw you, I knew your parents first. And then we were at an event at church, and I don't know where we were, but you were there.
It was a step. It was a step training at Church on the Hill. And you weren't at the training, but you were there because you went to that church, and you were there for something else, and that's how I met you.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I remember seeing you at an event.
And she probably looked gorgeous.
Of course she did. Yes, look at her. She's over here, you know, flipping her hair right now even. But, you know, you had these two little adorable twins. The first time I saw you, but there was not a diagnosis at that point.
No.
When the first time I met you. And so, but we kind of walked through some of the beginning phases of Austin's diagnosis of autism.
Yes.
And you thought I was crazy.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, pretty much.
True story.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Yeah. Well, I'm the one who was further down the path telling her what I had done. And she, you know, new mom, new diagnosis. And yeah,
slightly overwhelming.
Slightly,
very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But that was, you know, so our friendship as special needs moms started back from the very beginning. That's how our friendship
started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I was just thinking again this morning about just how different and unique our lives are. We're all special needs moms, but good grief, our special needs journey is so completely different. Like, okay, in my world this morning, James up bouncing off the walls 3:30. He was ready for his day at 3:30 today. That's how our day started, you know. And so, you know, he's full on care. You have to take care of everything. And then I was thinking about Austin, where Austin is now, man, okay, I love what's going on with Austin now, and just this new phase of his life that he's in, and the things that he's doing. But then Lori, you've got two daughters with Downs, both in high school.
Right.
And so our worlds are, there's just lots of differences, but it's those similarities, though, that bring us together. And
absolutely.
And I will say that we do have a good time.
Yes, we do.
When we get together.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And we're part of a bigger group of friends who are not, they're not special needs mamas, but so we're the three in that little group.
Right.
Of the special needs moms. And so,
but they love us well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, they love us so incredibly.
And our kiddos.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Like their own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I had an emergency of any kind, any one of them would be right there. And they have been. Mm-hmm. So, but I love just our friendship, and I love that we love to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
We love to laugh at poop jokes. And
yes, I love a good poop joke.
Who doesn't love a good poop joke? I mean, come on. But then there's also moments we can be real and raw and serious with each other. And I can call you all at any moment and go, okay, this is going on and I don't know what to do. And especially, you know, in the legal world, Dawn, you're an attorney. God bless us all.
What a blessing. Yeah.
I
mean, like, we're like seriously best in our group. Yeah, and then to have you in there, smart brain.
I mean, it's such a blessing because anytime we need, I mean, conservatorship, go to Dawn. You need whatever.
I can do it.
And so I think we're very blessed in that, you know, that respect. But each one of us has our each different little thing that we bring to the friendship, which I think is kind of unique to. I'm not sure what I bring, but I know.
Oh, you're like the queen mother.
I know, right?
Yes, the counselor.
Wait a minute, the queen mother. I don't know.
I don't know.
Where's my crown? That's
the glue?
Right.
Maybe you're the glue.
My crown is, if that's the case. But you know, the
wisdom,
thing,
wisdom.
Wisdom.
Oh. And class. She brings class to the group.
Well, I don't know about that one.
Well.
I don't know about that one, but you know. But I love our kiddos. When I think about our kids and just their unique faith that they have, you know, I was thinking about Josie. And Josie loves to worship. I mean, like, she loves to lead worship.
Yes. She was born to worship. That's what she does. She is a singer and just all out. No holds barred. Yes, that phrase.
That one.
that is Josie when it comes to worship and singing.
And
she's always been that way.
Well, and I love seeing her. I mean, it's just it's a blessing to me. And hearing her in church.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You can always hear her above everyone else.
Yes.
And I love that. I love that.
It's pretty sweet, and it's I'm not always in there in that service that she attends because I'm serving somewhere else, but I love hearing from people.
Yeah.
Even sometimes people I don't really know.
Yeah.
And they want to come up and say, how much they loved hearing her, which is a blessing, you know.
Yes,
she's a good example of just that freedom in worship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. I love that about her. And then, okay, the thing I'm just so loving about Austin right now. Now, Austin just turned 18.
18 in July.
He's a twin. His sister just left for college. So
That's a big transition, I would think, for him.
It was a big transition for Austin, yes.
But he's got some cool things.
Yes, he has some cool things going on. He is in the Independence Program, which meets on Tennessee Tech's campus, and they went to something that Tech had, and the a religious organization was set up there, and he was interested in going, and I said, well, how about the gathering, which meets at the church, the river that we go to, how about you get involved in that? And I honestly thought he might go once and then he'd be all done that, which would be his words, all done that. But he loves it. They meet every Tuesday, and yesterday he was already, he was ready and dressed and ready to go by 5 o'clock.
Aww. I love that. It makes me want to cry.
He was so precious. At like 5:30, just waiting for me to come out to get him. It starts at 6:15.
So yeah. He was ready in the car, ready to go.
And he's already said last Friday they had a cookout or something, but they don't have that every Friday. And he's already asked, is there something Friday?
Oh, bless.
But there isn't this week. So we're just going to have to wait and see.
I see great things happening in that. I do. I think that is going to blossom within that group.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good thing.
I'm just so grateful that they've been so, welcoming of him. And
he's gone on his own.
He's gone on his own. I drop him off the door. He goes in. I come back to get him. I call him, just text him, and he comes out.
Love it.
Well, and I love that he has that independence, because everybody doesn't,
right?
And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yes. So it's very exciting.
Well, and another plus out of our friend group.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
One of our friends in our friend group is
a leader there.
Is the leader there.
And so he has.
Well, there's somebody that is shepherding even those other students to be sensitive and have that heart.
And can relay to the others that are there something about Austin so that they know
why he may do what he some of the things that he does.
That's right. So it is very exciting. We got new pants, we got new shoes.
I love it to wear to those events.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, because he always wanted to wear the black patent leather shoes that we wear to, not shun. Because he only just wanted to wear those. And I said, well, maybe we should go get shoes there. Not tennis shoes, but they're not quite that fancy. So we had to go shopping. His sister went with him. We picked out clothes. We're set. We are set.
I know. We all are just loving that. Love it. And I was thinking about when I was thinking about all your kids and the different ways that they worship, the different ways, Austin, another story I love about Austin, he's a prayer warrior, And I'll never forget, I shared this at By the Brook when Jeff, my husband, passed away, and it was the day of his funeral, and it was calling for rain, and Austin comes to you and is like, Mom, I am praying for the rain to hold off until after Mr. Jeff's funeral. And it did.
I mean,
we were there at the gravesite. Mm-hmm. It's all finished. We're getting ready to leave, and the downpour started, but it was not until we were done. And
yes.
Alex, even though he's nonverbal, oh my goodness, that he is a prayer warrior. We'll be praying, and it's like, oh, keep going, Mom, And so each one of our kids brings such a beautiful piece to the table. They're such an important part of our life and of the church life and this part of just making us who we are. And I'm so grateful. Now, Emily, she's a hoot.
Emily is a hoot.
She and J.A., when we were going to church before COVID, they were in class together on Sunday mornings.
Yes, and she loves John Alex. And she loves to pray for the people in her class and at school and at church, and has a heart for that. If you mention so-and-so needs prayer, we need to pray for so-and-so, then she'll remember and want to pray.
Love it.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Love it. And I think so often people would look at our kids.
Right. And discount that they have anything to bring to the table of worship.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Not at all. I just see it in all of our kids, the unique...
that's how it is that's how it should be with all of us. Mm-hmm. We all bring something. We're all a part of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And so aren't we lucky that really I think we can see it more clearly in our children?
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
then we're willing sometimes to look around at each other and see.
Mm-hmm.
So aren't we the lucky ones?
Yeah.
Because we get that front row seat to see God in a way that everybody else doesn't get to. Which
That's
is
right.
is where I often think that is why people need special needs people in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That is why typical folks need to see it so that they can just see another layer of who God is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so beautiful. And I think I was thinking the other day, I mean, like, I think about heaven a lot since my husband is has passed away. I think about heaven a lot. And I just envision John Alex sometimes. What, oh my goodness. And I talked to him about that. I'm like, buddy, you are going to be running and playing. I said, you and your dad are going to be playing basketball and, you know, all the things here that you've not been able to do, you're going to be able to do. And I just think our kids, man, it's just, I cannot wait to see them in their whole state, you know, and whatever God has for them to do. Then
yes.
it's just going to be, wow. I won't get us crying.
Let's not do that.
We're going to get to laughing. But, you know, one thing, you know, we've been friends for, like we said, a long time, and I'm the grandmother. No, I'm not really the grandmother.
You're not the grandmother. I said you're the queen mother.
Queen mother. Yes. But I still want my crown, so I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Tiara, put it on the list.
Yeah, put it on the list.
We'll get that.
Check that one off. But one of the things that, so, you know, that we kind of, in our friend group, have started looking at is the Enneagram.
Sure.
I mean, like that, right after Jeff passed away, Kim here from our office, she is like the expert,
the guru.
In our crew for the Enneagram. And Enneagram is just basically just different personality types. It's a personality typing system, whatever. But she's kind of brought that in here to us as a staff. I started looking at it, and I will tell you, honestly, looking at that and learning more about myself and how I respond and how I live life has been probably one of the most helpful things for me in the last couple of years.
Sure.
Because honestly, I thought that everybody thinks the way that I think.
Right.
I really did.
Right. Right.
I mean, doesn't everybody like go to worst case scenario when you're looking at an event, when you're planning an event? I thought everybody did that or worried about this, that, and other. Well, no, if you're Don Fry, you don't, you know?
I can do that, but yes.
So I think it's really interesting. So like on the Enneagram, I would be a 6 wing 7. And so that means like I am as loyal can be,
That's
but also
true.
Fear is would be my deadly sin, you know? So Lori, you are a?
I'm a 1. I am a number 1.
You are a number 1.
Sure.
With a 2 wing, which means
I
like order and assist systems, and what does that mean? What does that mean about me?
Well,
I don't know.
No, you do. I know you
and,
so well.
Yes, you do.
That I know, like, what night y'all are going to have what for dinner.
That's
like,
right.
Like, you have certain nights.
Yes, we're very routine.
And so
we're just very routine and systematic.
Yeah, but you have to for
it actually has served our family well
exactly.
in the ministry God has called us to
exactly.
with the children in our home.
Yes.
And so going back to you saying, you know, learning about it and how it's really made an impact mm-hmm. in your life, I think it like on a spiritual level and how we relate to God, but also in our relationships and then in
Absolutely.
Our family to understand, oh, this is why I respond this way,
mm-hmm.
but then also to be able to understand, and this is maybe why I shouldn't respond this
right.
way because of the other personalities and how it affects
yeah.
those around us. It's been a helpful tool
mm-hmm.
in self-awareness and just balancing, also being okay with, you know, it's okay that I create this system. That is my gift.
Yeah.
It's not a bad
yes.
thing, and being able to rest in that,
mm-hmm.
but also be challenged where it does run amok sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone wants to be controlled.
Seriously.
But also realizing it's not so much that I'm a control freak as a 1. But it's allowed me to be able to see and then also communicate, like, to my eldest child. It's not that I'm trying to control you. Like, my heart is
yes.
really to help make something easier, mm-hmm. to create a system, mm-hmm. to get in there. And so it's not that I'm wanting to control, it's that I'm wanting to help and create a way to serve you better. But how easily for another personality to feel like you're just trying to control me.
Yes.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
So that's where it's been so helpful, just within the family.
Yeah.
And then within relationships.
Could not agree more. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then your view of a two. I mean, like you are a helper.
The twos are a helper. So yes, the two wing.
Yeah. Now Dawn.
We love you, Dawn. Everybody needs a Dawn in their life.
Everybody needs a Dawn. Yes. So Dawn, you would be an eight.
I am an eight. I have no idea what this wing thing is. So I have no idea what my wings are. I don't know.
Well, would you lean more peacemaker or more organized system? Because your nine wing is your peacemaker, and your ones are like the me.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I'm a peacemaker.
So we all know if we ever get in trouble, Dawn is speed dial.
Like, that's right. Right. Like, that's right.
We're never going to do anything to get in trouble, though. I'm not, because I'm afraid I'm going to get in trouble. So I'm not going to do anything that would get me in trouble.
But see, I like to know the rules. And I have learned, you know. Yeah. I was quoting you the other day, like a random, well, if I'm ever in the police station, like, why would I ever be? I'm a rule follower.
Right.
That's not my plan.
Right.
But you don't tell them anything unless your lawyer's there.
That's right. That's
period.
Exactly right.
But I love it because you're like a bull. I mean, like, here's what I love about you. You are a bulldog. I want you on my team.
Yes.
Every single time.
Well, thank you.
No, because seriously. To not have her on your team might be scary.
Yeah, because I might be on the other team.
Yeah.
So I follow rules to a certain degree, but usually my first question is, what can you do to me if I don't? That's usually my first question.
Lori,
what happens?
Like, no.
What if we don't do that? What happens? You know, because I and that's...
No, that's... But that's okay.
I'm always
asking. You've got to have that. See, I'm like, what... I ask that same question, but from a different heart. Because I want to know so that I can follow the rules.
Oh. So you want to know because I might be willing to break the rule because
right.
the punishment isn't that much.
Right.
Right.
And I would never.
Because I'm going
to go to work.
You're not even
going to
ask.
It's like, I'm not even going to go there. But what I love, too, about you, though, I think people would see you. Like, people who just encounter you, I think, are intimidated by you. People who just... Okay, she's laughing. But it's true. I think people
I'm
who
not.
Just... Well, we're not because we know her. But people who first just meet you, I think, are intimidated because you're strong and you are, you know, you are a force to be reckoned with, which is great for us.
But that's a good thing because how does she use it?
Oh, my goodness.
For the injustice of the world.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I was getting ready to say. That you are the first one who will help. Help anybody who's needs. How many times have I called you where I've had a parent who's called me and it's got something going on and I'm like, well, let me call Dawn.
I'm always happy to do that because I really think, because I mean, when I was at Tennessee Tech back doing my undergraduate degree, you know, my undergraduate degree is actually in fashion merchandising.
Yes, that makes me giggle when I
know.
Think about
she
it.
Told right? me that the other day. I was like, oh my goodness.
So I'm a fashionably dressed attorney.
Yes, you are.
I do. I don't always wear the jacket to court. I'm going to wear color to court. So, and then I took a business law class, the very class that I teach at Tech now, and that was taught by Rachel Rader at the time. She's also an attorney. And I thought, and of course I was dating Sean at the time, and he was going to go to law school, and I said, you know, I really like this law thing. Maybe I'll do paralegal. And he said, well, that's dumb. Don't do that. If you're going to do it, do it. Just be an attorney. So I became an attorney, and that was long before we had Austin, mm-hmm. and I had any idea. So I really think that was God putting in
absolutely.
Place things that I had no idea where this was going or why this was, you know, needed to happen. And that's what I try to tell my class at Tech all the time is that, you know, you have a plan right now, but please don't miss something that's happening that might change that path. And don't be afraid to change your path if you think that's where you're being led to go. So
that's so good.
That's good.
So that's how I ended up here.
I love that.
And you're willing to use that for the greater good and to help people. And and so I just think all of us bring such different, unique things to the table. Lori, I love how organized. I mean, seriously, if we're going to do something, like if we're planning something or doing something, it's going to be organized. Lori's going to know. It's going to be color coordinated with different pins. Everything's going to have its own color. And it's great. But So I think it's a beautiful thing when we all, you know, our kids bring unique things. Then when we can learn to look at each other's personalities, I mean, things before that like with Kim and I, especially here at working together, that would have caused conflict. Now we know when I ask something,
you understand.
She understands where I'm coming from.
Right.
I understand where you guys, we kind of can understand each other, where we're all coming from, where I'm coming from. And so, but I think it's so unique because your personalities, people would look at you and go, Dawn is this attorney and this bulldog upon you.
Right. Well, just as straight laced and reserved, even. I think so.
Reserved.
Well, it's the pearls. They just make you look.
Oh, that's true. I do like a good set of pearls.
Right.
Yes.
And then I'm interested to see how you're about to describe me.
Where I'm going now. Well, then we, though, then, Lori, you've always been the cut up and the ham. I mean, like, you've always brought the laughter.
I mean, seriously, that's
your gift. That you have. Always.
The gift of silliness.
You have the gift of silliness.
Or dorkiness.
Well, I'm not going to say
that. Let's go with dorky.
Well, whatever you want to call it.
It feels better.
If you're going to tag yourself, I will let you.
Yes.
What you want to call yourself.
My family would agree.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is what I would say, though, is so unique, is that you two together, oh my goodness.
Fireworks.
We're peasy carrots.
Peasy carrots.
So if you have not been to Bob Brook.
And thank you for saying that.
Yes.
That's sweet that you feel that way.
Oh, it's amazing. So I guess what I'm saying is I would look at you two, apart from each other, not knowing each other, and go.
Odd couple. Yeah.
That would never work for what you guys do for our mom's event.
Mm.
I'm just like, I just can't ever see that working because you're just so different. But oh my goodness. So if you've been to Father Brook.
Works because she's so organized. If she plans it and writes it all out and has an idea and then we get together and we can bounce it off each other. See, I can't plan it.
No, but you are so good off the cuff and in front of people and that confidence and like the words come out for you.
Well, and
just let me make some goofy noise or put on a crazy hat and I'm good.
See,
you know, I'll play the dork all day long. There you go.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Well, so it's been, so you all, this was what, is this, was this your third year performing?
Maybe been third, was it our third?
Performing, how do you like that, performing?
Oh gosh, we're really making it sound,
it is.
I think it was our third year.
I think it was your third, but, you know, this year we had to go virtual.
Yes.
And so
right.
It was a whole different ballgame.
Yes.
And, but you guys did it. And so we came
it was fun.
This idea of doing SNL.
Right.
Special Needs Live.
Yeah.
And so... Oh my goodness. Okay, this is no joke. I will go back and I will replay your skits and the things that you did over and over and over again. Because it just makes me laugh.
I don't know why.
Well, because it was hilarious. So I want to talk a
little
bit.
It was pretty fun to put together.
I think this was probably our best. Yeah, this was our best. And then Lori, Steve joined us. Your husband joined us for part of it too.
And he's funny. Now, he's funny. And that's what we say at my house. Dad is the funny one, and Mom is the dorky one. Like, he's the real comedian. There you go.
He is very funny, and he works
off
the cuff.
Yes.
And even his level of preparation didn't meet my level of preparation, which is far below Lori's level of preparation. But she knew him. I just kept working.
We got to talk about this.
What is he doing? We've got to talk.
I kept having to tell Dawn, I promise, he's a sure thing. It can make you lose your mind. He's so last minute. But he will come through, and it will
be
good.
And he did.
Yes.
So.
Well, it was funny because, Lori, one of the skits that you all did at that event was, it was a Home Shopping Network skit. And Dawn came on as this, how fitting that you were fashion merchandising.
I was a fashion designer.
Yes.
Wanda? Was that my name?
Wanda. Listen, if you forget, you just ask Josie because she has the whole thing memorized.
I love it.
That's my 18-year-old. Wanda Lightfoot.
It was Wanda Lightfoot. Oh, I could.
And why Steve
named
you that, I have no idea. It just popped out of his head.
That is so funny.
Right there.
There it is.
But
Wanda.
You created for the show.
Yes.
Tell about what the creation was.
And previous to that, there was a think tank. A think tank that went into that. And that was one of the ideas was... some kind of vest that would have everything, especially if Mom could. And we even asked that
we did ask
an anonymous post of just, hey, what's the one thing you always want to have? And so from those answers, we created the product, like this vest, and we called it the Spemo Special Mom SPEMO vest with everything
that you would possibly need.
Or in pockets or on drawstring. I mean, everything right there within your reach.
Snacks and
oh, yes.
So the funny thing was, though, what, about 2 weeks ago, we got a group text from you.
From me, Lori.
That said, yes.
Man, I really need that SPEMO vest because it was our first appointment since Josie had turned 18, and I forgot to take my conservator papers. And they realized, oh, she's 18, and then we had to have this conversation about it, and there I was needing that SPEMO vest so I could just whoosh those papers right out of that vest.
So, you know, maybe that could be a fundraiser for Rising Above. You can be the designer.
Yes, we can create SPEMO vests.
That is
a real SPEMO vest.
Okay,
yes.
And I think honestly, well, they're all my favorites. So, like, I'm sitting here looking at my list of things that you guys did that they're all my favorites. But the cheerleaders.
Yeah, that was the magic this year.
Yes,
like
I
that
agree.
First year, we came up with that, you know, years ago with the whole Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
and physically attacking a poop villain.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was like a last minute creation.
Right, and this happens because
I
go to Lori's house. She has a Wonder Woman costume. She says, "I want to use this," and that's literally how it started.
Right.
And then we had to come up with, and I don't even know.
Well,
how
what would be a villain? You know,
right,
that
of a special needs
that
mom.
All moms have to battle.
Right. Right. So that's how, you know, that happened. And then the cheerleaders, when we come up in SNL, I said, we thought, well, the cheerleaders were great. And I was like, they could be cheering for an IEP meeting.
Oh,
yes.
And then
hysterical to me. Like, writing those cheers, like, putting them together and making it fit in an IEP was, it cracks me up to watch those cheers.
The other day, I'm not joking. It was a Saturday. And, you know, I was at home. It was just Johnny Alex and myself. And I'm like, kind of blue, you know, just like, I need some encouragement. I put that on.
And so she goes to the cheerleader.
Are you walking around your house going, who's that mom that advocates? It's me.
I do that in my head. I had one in my head this morning. I'm just telling you. Yes.
See, I don't watch myself.
Ah.
So once it's on, I don't go back and watch it. I don't watch myself.
Well, I am, as y'all have already said, a ham. So I love to watch it. My daughter Josie, who thinks that Dawn Fry is a legit celebrity,
she's
at our
awesome.
House, Josie will watch them. Josie will be outside swinging and cheering those. Like, you can hear her out there yelling, who's that mom that advocates? And yeah.
And if she's at
all
my house, we have to do the perfect cheer.
Oh, yes.
She remembers and I don't because
she watches the video.
Well, that's true. I haven't practiced in so long. So, Miss Dawn, perfect cheer.
Yep.
Now we have to do the perfect cheer.
I love it. So, I love it. Well, then the musical guest for this year.
Yes.
Quarantina.
That I thought was fabulous.
That was fun. That really... And we had another special needs mom that did that rewrite for us, Donna. Shout out to Donna.
Yeah. Shout out to Donna.
My gosh, yes.
That was good. Then to work it into that song. And then to get to add my daughters, Josie and Emily, got to be in that video. We did pre-record that, and that was fun for them.
Yeah, I thought that
was
awesome.
It was more fun for Josie than Emily.
Emily
was a little over it.
No, Emily was actually bribed.
Emily was bribed to do it. And, I mean, like, one time, she's fine. But, you know, the performer in me, like, we're going to get it perfect. And Josie is just a natural-born performer. So she was all about practicing it over and over.
Right.
She would have done more. And even informs me often that, like, she wants to go be Quarantina. Like, she wants center stage.
I love it.
So, yeah, you love it until there's a lot of demanding that we're
going to Okay, I love it when I hear it on this side. I'm not having to hear it in your house.
Right.
So I've got this one that wants to take over the show. Let's practice it a ton. And then the other daughter that's like,
over this. Yeah.
Do I have to do this again?
Sweet. I love it. Well,
they were cute.
Here's the thing. If you missed it, the beautiful thing is you can go back and you
can
download it. We'll put all the information where you can find it, because I'm serious. I said at the end of By the Brook this year, at the end of the recording, when we were finishing up that very last segment, and we were talking about how you could get the retreat after the fact, I said, I honestly would get it just for that. Take out all
for that,
that
30 minutes
stuff,
of
the other stuff is
fluff.
Fabulous. And the other stuff is great. It really was. The whole weekend.
Are we getting our
great.
Cut or anything?
You get a hug.
No, we can't hug.
If we can't,
there's no hugging.
Right. Okay, you get a by the brick mug.
Okay.
How's that?
That's awesome.
That? Okay.
That's
you get
awesome.
A mug and you get, you know, the applause and the love from all the moms out there. So I have to know, have you already started thinking about next year? I bet Lori.
I probably did like right after.
Yeah.
And then life happens and I have to move to the next thing.
Yeah.
But
it really wouldn't matter anyway, I don't think, because we do our best work the week before.
Right. That's when the magic happens.
I mean, really, we do.
Well, and it was a little stressful this year because I kept being like, is this going to come together? Yeah. And not feeling like we really had like that one. Mm. I mean, the quarantine aside was great, but just knowing we needed some more content. And then the cheerleader thing.
Yeah. And then, the big unknown was we didn't have an audience. We were just in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Right.
Which makes a huge difference.
It really did.
Because you don't have the audience that you feed off of.
Well, right. I know what I think. Like, my sister who watched it from Maine, she was like, I talked to her on the way home that night, and she was blown away that was live. I mean, like, the cheerleader skit was, I mean, it was literally live. The SPEMO skit, it was live. I mean, like, they, other than Quarantina and maybe a couple other
things. The Brady Bunch thing.
Right.
Was recorded.
But your monologue,
My monologue was live.
I mean, so it was pretty cool to see. So I cannot wait to see what you girls come up with for By the Brook 2021, because it's going to be...
No pressure.
I can't wait to see what we come up with.
So you're saying we can't retire?
No. No, that's a resounding no. You cannot retire. You all will be gray with a cane, you know, doing your cheerleader skit.
We better start... I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Looking for replacements. We'll just turn the show over to Josie.
That's it. That's what we'll do.
Well, you know, one of the things that we love to do is laugh.
Is
laugh. And so as a special needs mom, I mean, Lori, like, I mean, now, here's the thing. We can laugh and we can be funny, but we also, we can
it
be
gets
serious.
Real.
It mm-hmm. does get real. Mm-hmm. There's the two sides of it. We're not all, you know, laughing all the time we're together. Sometimes it's, you know.
Right.
What do I do? And so, but how have you found the laughter to be, how have you found that to help you get through this journey of raising the craziness in our lives that we face day in and day out? You know, there's so often so many parents just see the negative and see the hard and can't. I mean, Lori, you and I have laughed over how many different poop things related to our kids over the years.
Yes, we have. Because here's my motto. You're either laughing or crying.
Absolutely.
That's exactly
you're
right.
either laughing or crying.
Yeah.
So
I think there was one day, like, it was an extra messy thing, and like I had stepped in it or something. I forget, and I'm just cracking. But it was fun. I mean, but it was funny. I could, like you said, I could have been crying or mad, but it was like, okay, this is really kind of funny. But I think I probably texted you or called you or something. It's like, oh, I just had to come share this.
Right.
I know you get this. So
absolutely.
How have you found that in your own home? You know. And just how you've dealt with being a special needs mom, that finding the funny in this life has helped you.
Well, I have to say, I mean, Austin is just funny.
Well, shoot, I was thinking, there's kind of a natural funny
he's
that happens.
Funny. And I think, you know, when he says something that's not really 18 appropriate, it's because it's much younger.
Right.
That the way he responds and reacts, lots of times he's much younger in his talk and that sort of thing. And I could focus on that and think, wow, he's so far behind. He's, you know, he's not really 18. He's not acting 18. But instead, we just find it hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, we just laugh about it. And Sydney especially, his sister, thinks, I mean, it's hilarious sometimes.
Yeah.
What he does, because he told us the other day that his one of his assistants at school had gotten on to him because he was complaining, and she said I complained 4 times, but I did not. I only complained 3. I mean, and some people would say, oh my gosh, that he doesn't recognize that that's not really a significant difference.
Yeah.
But in his mind, it wasn't 4, it was 3. So
that raw honesty.
Yeah. So yes. and you know what Sydney always says? She'll say, yes. I wonder what the typical families are doing today.
Yeah.
Yes, we thank Sydney often for that quote. Yeah. We say that a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, especially when they're just doing something funny. There's just no other way to
and
describe it.
And when he was younger,
it.
He did that all the time. I mean, I sent you that picture one time where he taped me to a post in my house. Right? I mean,
I have a picture where Emily tied herself to a column on vacation. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know what that whole thing was about, but I'm saying, what are the typical families doing today? Because I'm taped to a post.
Right.
And what was the chicken head? What was that?
Oh, that was his teacher, and she had made him mad.
Oh, yes.
And he could not communicate. He was third grade, I think, so he couldn't communicate it. So she gave him a whiteboard and said, here, write why you're upset. And he said, I am mad because you are a chicken head.
I can still see that picture that you sent me.
And of course, instead of, she didn't get upset about it. It was communication. And she thought it was hilarious. She sent me a picture of it.
Well, and that's where you're finding the joy in it.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
She could have been offended, but she sees it for what it is.
That's exactly
and
right.
It is communication.
It was.
So we're going to be.
So she knew now, oh, you're mad at me.
Right.
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 Yes.
But we can, what I love is that we can share those funny things, you know, but there's the other side of it too, and we can be serious, and we can, when there's those changes at school. I remember early on when there'd be changes at school, and we, you know, freak out about it and call each other, what are we supposed to do because they've changed the system,
right.
Or you know, and just kind of talk each other off the ledge, you know,
right.
And help each other.
Well, we see each other, we acknowledge that feeling is a real feeling,
yes,
but we can't respond based on the feeling, mm-hmm. We have to respond based on the truth,
yeah,
and then having those folks around us to help us remind us of that,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And it's why that's why community is so important,
yes.
To have friends, that's what I love about our little tribe, whatever we want to call it, you know, our little group of friends, because there's eight of us, there's three of us that are special needs moms, the rest are not. So we have that mix of some who get, honestly, out of our friends, they really do as best they can get our life.
Right.
Yes.
But we have that mix, and I think that's so important. And I love that about that, just finding that community, which is really hard right now with COVID. And
sure.
But we do it through the Marco Polo app.
Right.
And I think we should have stock. I mean, like, they should pay us for as much as we talk about.
We should be Marco Polo promoters. Not me. I'm not very good at it, but you guys should be.
Well, it's been
so
fun.
I'm not a social media kind of girl.
Well,
I'm just not. I'm
because
just,
you're an attorney, and you're like, I'm not going to
record anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but, you know, you've made this statement that it's hard with COVID. But then I think there's also been opportunities that have that have presented themselves,
mm-hmm.
for folks to be able to connect.
Yeah.
Maybe where you don't have a friend right here in your town.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, especially with By the Brook this year, people being able to connect with each other across a computer.
Yeah.
So maybe we're not getting to sit down in the same space,
right.
But we definitely can communicate and connect, mm-hmm. and share those hurts and share those joys and challenge each other through Zooms and just connecting that way, FaceTiming.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
I actually told some people the other day, I was like, I've actually, during this time, I've had more community than I have. Now, it's not been face-to-face community, but it's like you said, we've connected with moms from other parts of the country. I'm in communication every day with people that really I wouldn't had
wouldn't
it not been for
otherwise.
COVID, you know?
Right.
Yes. I've missed.
Well, you wouldn't have been pushed out of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So By the Brook, we had moms from
around the world.
A bunch of countries,
yeah.
Right? That was amazing.
Yeah.
So
it was, and a whole lot of states. How many?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I'm trying. Of course, I can't think. Like 50.
Sure.
No, sorry, not 51 states. 40,
interesting.
51 states.
Yeah.
Were there. Sorry. No, but like 42.
I was thinking
maybe?
It was in the 40s.
Yes,
in the
40s.
I'm totally
that's
in the 40s.
Amazing.
In like seven countries outside the U.S. So, I mean.
That's amazing.
It's mm-hmm. pretty, it's pretty amazing.
People will be discovered.
Well,
oh, sure.
I will tell you, my sister said you all were just as good as anything she had seen anywhere else. It was
there. You go.
That was sweet.
That was sweet.
The truth. So
your sister needs to get out more.
It was great. Okay, so girls, we close each podcast with the one thing. The one thing, and so you know, I'm going to call us seasoned moms. Maybe.
Oh dear.
You know, we've been down the path. We're further down the path. I have an adult. Dawn's son is now 18. Your girls are 16, 17, or 17, 18?
Whoa, listen, 18. They would nail you on that
okay,
one.
Okay, get
Josie
it straight.
Josie is 18, and Emily turned 17 in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we've been talking about it
non-stop
heavily.
For months, probably.
Yes, and now that it's, what is today?
The
Yes, the beginning of September-ish. Well, it's on because it's the countdown. You know, we're within 2 weeks. Every day she asks me. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. I don't always answer with kindness. For the love, you know the answer to that question. I don't know, Emily, that. When is your birthday? Like any of us could forget.
Right.
She will be 17. So basically they're 17 and 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in 11th, 12th grade.
So we've been on this journey.
For a while now.
For a while. Yeah. John Alex turns 23. Right after Emily. So. Yeah.
Right.
Gosh, goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
23. Like, I was getting married at 23. That's what's so weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was getting married when I was just turned 23. So that's just, so that's a whole nother show. But anyway.
Sure.
So, as seasoned moms, you don't have the gray hair, or you cover it very well.
Yeah.
You betcha. So, when you look back to that young mom, like when we first met all those years ago, and then you look at where you are now, what is the one thing that you wish that you had known all those years ago that would have helped you in those early years that now you're like, okay, I've got this?
I think it's... Because when I was the young mom, I don't know if I was ever a young mom. But anyway, when Austin was young and I was his mom. I didn't even have kids until I was 29, so I wasn't exactly young. I had to be in control, and it had to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. And it had to be, you know, and it was all the time. And now, I mean, he goes to his program. I know what's going on there, but I don't know everything that's going on there, and that's okay. So he's progressed, and we're at a spot that, you know, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. Now, we still have issues, and it's still very difficult. But I think the more you do, the more you go through all those things, you know, you learn to rely upon your community and the word. And you learn that it's okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dawn, that takes me back to that conversation. Remember all those years ago? And it was something about school and who his therapist was. And I remember telling you, because somebody had told me.
Somebody had told
me. They're like, you're not going to, when they get in middle school and high school, she said, I couldn't tell you who his therapist are. I mean, like, I was on it. I knew. I mean, like you said,
who his therapist was and when therapy was supposed to happen. And if it didn't happen, they better be sending a reason why it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so I remember her telling me that, and I thought,
no way.
How in the world? She must not be a good mama if she just couldn't even tell you who his therapist are. Well, then John Alex got to that level, you know, that age, and I was like, and then you and I had that conversation, and you were probably looking at me going, I can't believe
that. That's crazy. How could you not know that?
That is so true.
Like, yeah. And then it's like, okay.
Well, I think the needs shift and you don't see it, you know, at that early stage. You're so focused on just what those needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And they change, just like with any kid. They change, but which is, I think, would be my one thing. I was trying to ponder this, so I had a sensible, brainy, together thought, you know, good luck, even though I thought about it. But my mom has always said, my mom has always said, this too shall pass. So I knew that as a young mom, because she has always said that. You know, what you think is not always going to be. It's not always going to be the way it is right now.
Right.
And so I knew it, but looking back now and thinking through that phrase, this too shall pass, and having the clarity of sight to look back over this last 18 years with Josie and Emily, is that is so true. It will pass. It doesn't mean, you know, like the good seasons or the good things, they may pass into something else. There's going to be the challenges and the struggles, but they're going to pass. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. The seasons change. The good and the bad and the ugly. Mm-hmm. So getting so balled up in what is right now, you know, that's a struggle. Or even clinging so tight to trying to control something that seems good, you know, i.e. like this is a great therapist and I can't let him go. Mm-hmm. This has to just stay, you know. But this too shall pass. whether it's a stress or whether it's a joy, but being willing to just roll through those seasons. Mm-hmm. And what you were saying is, and we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I was just saying that to myself yesterday. I was walking through the house. Actually, it was kind of a prayer. Jesus, we're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. It was just like, man, things get so hard.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. there are such wonderful seasons that you hate to see go.
Right.
But everything changes. Mm-hmm. And I think just being able to roll with it a little more. Mm-hmm. And that's coming from, like we said earlier, an Enneagram 1 who mm-hmm. really likes structure and right. order and a plan right. and to feel in control. For me personally, with that personality, looking back and saying, I wish as that younger mom, mm-hmm. I was willing to yeah. just kind of roll yeah. through these seasons yeah. a little yes. better. You yes. know, like we've been through major teen stress mm-hmm. and just these different things and rolling through it with a little more, I don't know, peace or yeah. just knowing mm-hmm. whether it's a good or whether it's a bad or a stress, this too shall pass. Mm. And there will be new seasons of joy, and there will be more trials. Yeah. But we're not alone, and just hang it. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wise words, ladies. See, that's why, you know, you're seasoned moms.
And, oh, is that why?
Yeah, you know, seasoned moms. But I know that is so true. And I was, another thing, thinking back before getting ready for this podcast, if I remember by the brook, 2 or 3 years ago, where you guys ended up being the living room session because the person who was going to be couldn't do it because of family emergency.
Yes. Yes.
And Lori, I remember you saying, we were talking about faith, and we were talking about, you're probably sitting here going, where are you going, Becky? But we were talking about faith and talking about the importance of that in our life, and you mm-hmm. made the comment about the disciples saints to share that. Do you know where I'm headed now?
Yes, and yeah. I'm, of course, I'm sitting here going, oh, why can't you remember the verse where that's found? That's always so me. But, well, there's the verse where, is it Peter? That it's one of those important people that were around Jesus.
Yes. One of the disciples.
But their whole attitude yeah. was, where will we go? You know, if yeah. we don't follow you, Jesus, then who will we follow?
Yeah.
You know, like, what else is there?
Yeah.
And just even in the midst of the crazy or seasons of doubt mm-hmm. and struggle, you know, within myself as I've walked through being a family and having children and a spouse mm-hmm. and just life in general, but being like, but where else would I go?
Yeah.
Who else would I follow? This yeah. is the truth. Mm-hmm. And, yeah,
that's
I guess that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that has always stuck with me, that conversation that we had that day from that, and you saying that, and I thought...
Well, the attitude of the heart, when things don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, but where else will
where
I go?
Else
who else?
Am I gonna go?
Yeah.
And so I think that, especially in the crazy times that we're in.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, with all that's going on in the world around us, with all the unrest and all that we see.
Right.
And the you know, where in the world? I think so many parents right now are like going, "Where do we turn? What do we do?
Right.
What
is, sure.
Where
do, right."
And that's it, right there. Where else do we go?
Where else will we go? And it is a season. And he is always there and faithful.
Yeah. Yeah. Good and bad, COVID, not COVID.
Right.
IEP meetings, you know.
Right. We really don't have control.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You girls are so wise. And you're so funny. And you're my friend.
Are we so funny and wise?
Yeah, you're so funny. Yeah.
We are funny and wise. Woo! Did you like that?
I do like
that. No,
that
was, see, that was dorky.
Yeah.
But you still.
I'm still amused.
You still amused.
See,
you're amused.
You're straight, and you just kind of look at her like, "Yeah, you're right. You are dorky." Yeah, it's
kind of goofy.
But this is what I love about you girls, and seriously, I cannot wait to see what. By the way,
you can't wait to see like what wig I'm going to make Dawn wear,
exactly.
or crazy costume.
No, Dawn can wear
or dance.
Wig. Dawn just is done with spandex.
No spandex.
Dawn's not wearing spandex anymore.
Spandex is your friend.
Spandex or a short skirt. Okay.
So stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to the Rising Above Ministries podcast. We would like to thank Jimmy Thorpe and Patrick Mayberry for providing the music for our podcast today. If you like what you hear, please take a minute to leave us a rating and review. This helps others like you find our content more easily. You can learn more about how Rising Above Ministries is encouraging the special needs community by checking out our website at risingaboveministries.org or by finding us on Facebook and Instagram. We look forward to connecting with you.